everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. Oh, man. It's been a week. So much things have happened. All the things have happened. Joining me tonight is Nick. Nick, how are you doing?
Es bueno.
Es bueno?
Es bueno?
Es bueno.
How's Georgia?
Good. Hot.
Hot? Really?
We were 82 today.
Damn.
I think, for the high. But then, like, tomorrow, the high is only, like, 69. So,
nice. And
then, I don't know. Yeah, we've had 2 days. It was, like, 50-something on Wednesday. 81 yesterday, 82 today, 69 tomorrow, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice.
Reason why everybody's sick down here.
Fair. I had like this ear thing going on today, but I got better. So I'm happy about that. I was afraid it would be bad forever.
She turned me into a new, I got better.
I'm feeling much better.
Also joining us. Also joining us is Sean. Sean, how are you doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Really? Yeah, we know.
I legitimately don't know the last time I was on.
Yeah, we don't either, so there you go. Your triumphant return.
Yeah.
So where do you guys want to start? So we just did a trip with you, so that's why you're on, so you can all talk about this. But
yeah.
Let's start with some news, shall we?
Sure.
Do you want to start with actual news or fake news?
Actual news.
Actual news? Well, yeah. We have an official name. We have the official name for the Harry Potter roller coaster. It's Hagrid's Care of Magical Creatures. Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. There we go.
Yes. It's terrible.
It's not that bad.
It's so bad.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, it's a bad name, but whatever. It doesn't matter.
The only thing that would have made it worse is if it was Harry Potter's presents Hagrid's Motorbike Adventure.
J.K. Rowling's Wizarding World presents Hagrid's Care of Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure coaster.
Featuring the ride, Black
3D
motorbike.
Ride it out. The big
featuring.
One.
Oh, good times. So that was announced. It's opening June 13th. And also, we got a small preview video today that actually was announced. Nick, did you see this yet?
Huh? What? Sorry, I was reading something.
There was a preview video with Tom Felton.
Yes, I saw that.
And Alan Gilmore. So that came out today, too, which is nice. You know, it's a nice little video. I think there's going to be...
It's a fantastic shooting location.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Is that Baloo?
Yeah.
Yay, Baloo returns also. Baloo. what was I? You see, now I'm totally distracted. I don't know what I was going to say.
Video.
So this was announced, and what's his name from about.com? He does all the roller coasters and theme park stuff. He says that there's going to be a March event in New York City for this. So hopefully we'll be getting more information there. So
I still don't understand that.
I think it's just the rat. Remember when they opened Kong and they went down to Orlando and they like showed?
Well, yeah, but it's in Orlando.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I don't get it.
It's weird, but.
Especially if they don't talk about anything else. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I think they're going to talk about other things. I just don't think they're going to talk about lots of other things.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, what else? So, yeah, what else are your guys' thoughts on this? I mean, we already know so much. That's the problem.
Yeah. There's not much more to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I got distracted again.
Yeah. Damn it, Nick.
It was Mickey Fun Will. It was a Mickey Fun Will. These two, like, three boys, like, cheering, and there's like this 14-year-old kid curled up into a ball crying right next to him.
What? Say that again? You were breaking up. What? What's going on?
It's a video of Mickey's fun wheel, and it's like 2 3-year-old kids next to a 14-year-old, and the 2 3-year-old kids are like arms up cheering, and the 14-year-old's in the fetal position crying.
Oh, you mean on the terrifying side, right?
Yeah, the swinging cars.
Okay, yes, the terrifying one.
The great one.
Yeah. The terrifying one, yes. Yeah, I mean, I guess there's not much else to talk about with that, except that it's happening and we got info, so it's just nice to finally feel like it's done now, you know?
Yeah, it's official, even though it was official. It's officially official.
Officially official. So.
Hey, they tore up that bridge, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess we could talk about it, but yeah, the bridge for, getting to bypass. Yeah, the bypass
Jurassic Park bypass bridge.
Yeah, thank you. Is gone now, which was interesting. We kind of knew that was going. That was actually one of the original things that they were talking about getting rid of. Because we knew Jurassic Park was coming, they were talking about getting rid of that. So it sounds like they're just rebuilding it, but probably going to be more permanent and probably but it's probably going to, you know, like be spaced appropriately for coaster track and allow for, you know, safety features and stuff. So yeah, we'll figure that out.
If we don't go under that bridge, I'm going to be highly disappointed.
I hope we do. Everyone loves like a good, water, splash kind of, skimming the water.
Mm-hmm.
And a head chopper in it. Come on. Give it to me.
Yeah, all of it. So the next news story is, I guess, Disney. I don't know who is the chicken and the egg for this situation, but at the same time, Disney also announced that they are they're going to be turning the old Wonders of Life Pavilion into a play pavilion. It doesn't really have a name, but I'm just going with Play Pavilion because that's something that they were really highlighting, was that's like a Play Pavilion, so I'm just kind of running with that name right now.
It's Interactive Queue, the Pavilion.
Pretty much.
It's a new Innoventions. That's really what it is.
But Innoventions like actually shows shit off. This is just a city with Cinderella in it.
Yeah, but this is going to show off like Wreck-It Ralph.
Is it? I just hear people being like, oh, it's just Innoventions 3.0. It's like, are there going to be exhibits? I don't think there's going to be exhibits. I don't think you're going to have, like, some of our thrills in here. I don't think you're going to have stuff.
I think you'll have exhibits, but it's going to be about characters and meet and greets.
It's just going to be meet and greets and stuff like that, which is fine.
I mean,
it is what it is.
They have so many meet and greets in Innoventions that they're going to have to get rid of
right.
As they do all their construction, so they're going to throw them all in here.
Well, at the end of the day, though, it's something that Epcot needs. Epcot needs somewhere that you can take a kid, and you can let them run around and get some energy out, because they really don't have that right now. The other parks have something like that. Epcot really doesn't. So it's filling a need. It's taking a space that's being unused. I'm cool with it.
Sean, for a more in-depth and focused take than... Man, I can't do that.
It's fine. It's better than what was there for the past whatever 10, 12 years. I don't remember, but I don't know. It's just Wonders of Life was legit. It had a thrill ride. It had a good family show. It had those playgrounds in it already. It had a few other little shows. And now I don't know. It's fine. It's what I expect from Epcot these days. So,
basically, what every other park has, except it's slightly futuristic,
and not as good,
and not as good. You're right. Also announced was basically what we already knew, which is that they're cleaning up the main entrance area, and that's about it.
Looks pretty.
It looks fine.
It looked great.
Some people are taking it a little farther than that, but it looks fine. I think that's the biggest thing, is like, I just think there's some people who are taking it towards, oh yeah, well now clearly Disney knows what they're doing and everything's going to be great and there's no problem, but you know, the whole nine yards are just like, okay guys, pump the brakes a little bit here. So of course, you know, people are clearly.
It's a more exciting development than the Harry Potter roller coaster.
Oh yeah, clearly.
I think you don't understand.
Yeah.
Epcot is saved.
Yeah. That's my thing. It's just
Epcot Center is back.
Like, I'm not trying to like disparage people who are excited about a new entryway where there's nothing in there. I mean, like, even when they redid Buena Vista Street, at least they added restaurants and shops and redid this.
And guess what? It's still only a place that I spent 20 minutes in DCA in.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter. It's a main street.
Well, the reason why it's blown up is Universal's fault. Because Universal could have talked about, we all know everything about the Harry Potter coaster now. Before they even said, yeah, we're opening it on June, but they waited forever until everything has been said, that all the inside stuff's come out. We already knew the layout. We already knew what it was. We already saw
I think it was dumb that they only gave a date with a name.
Right.
It should have had at least a piece of concept art.
Right. CGI ride throughs of parts.
No, I don't want to do that.
Not the whole ride. Just like the part like where you go by the Hagrid AA, show something like that off.
I don't think they've ever done anything like that. Even when they were doing Gringotts, they were not showing actual on ride stuff, so
I'm just saying that's at the end of the day what they've said we already knew. And what you're hearing online is the reason why everybody's more excited about Epcot is because they didn't know that.
Well, 100%. They did.
But you didn't know it like you knew
the
coaster. Well, we didn't know the opening of the coaster. I mean,
we knew it was opening this summer.
Everyone knew they were redoing that front part of Epcot.
Yeah, but they didn't know they were going to do it like that.
Oh, yes, like they did.
They
didn't.
Nick, if they had released, we're bringing back Epcot Center's original trash cans, people would be just as excited.
Well, yeah.
Because people are irrational when it comes to Epcot.
Yeah,
especially the Disney Twitter community is irrational about Epcot.
This is true.
And that's kind of my thing is like, just, you know, it's good to have feelings about it and, you know, like be happy about it, but to basically read, like trying to develop a narrative about how everything is fine or things are better because they're, you know, redoing the entryway is just, they're really trying to find anything to cling on to really. And I guess,
now don't get me wrong. If they did something legit, like announced they're going to make Imagination back to anything close to what it used to be.
Well,
I'll fucking camp out in front of Epcot for 3 years until that's done.
But I mean, that's an actual thing. That's an actual statement. That's an actual change, as opposed to we're just redoing a small entryway with nothing in it. I mean, that's what it is.
There's a fountain.
Yeah. So anyways, that's kind of the news. Nothing really else going on too much. I think we talked about everything else in our previous show, so no reason to go over it again. But yeah, so let's talk about our trip a little bit. So Sean, do you kind of want to go into this a little bit?
Yeah, sure. We were down.
Since it's your trip.
We were down this past weekend, but the weekend before for my bachelor party. So it was me, Joe, Nick, and then some of my non-theme park friends and family.
Which was very important because
we got some
good takes.
It had been a while since I've been there with anyone who like isn't a theme park person. So we stayed in Airbnb, which I would recommend for anyone who isn't going with kids. If you're going with kids, I kind of understand staying on property. But I think if you have a big group and Airbnb and you know, you don't have to be going back for naps in the middle of the day or whatever. Airbnb is kind of the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much cheaper. You can cook for yourself. You don't have to eat every meal out, which is nice. And even though we almost burned down the house 2 times,
Oops. But
it's okay. We didn't. We just almost did.
Famous in the span last
of 10 minutes.
Famous last words. Do we have a fire extinguisher?
So we were there from, you know, we went to the parks Thursday to Sunday. Thursday we went to Magic Kingdom, which, you know, obviously Magic Kingdom is Magic Kingdom. It's great. Although I do think parts are definitely starting to look a little worn.
Can we talk about the TTA?
all of Tomorrowland looks terrible.
And
except for Carousel of Progress.
And it's not reliable at all. Well, anything in that park in like Tomorrowland just feels...
Yeah, in Tomorrowland. Sorry. Tomorrowland is... It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, once Tron opens, just close down half the rest of the land and just either redo it or give it significant refurbs, because TTA was breaking down left and right.
Half of it wasn't even open. Like, they had those cones and, like, all those ride vehicles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, cones and the ride vehicles. Yeah, it's just... the park overall, I thought... Especially like Tomorrowland and Adventureland looked really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Jungle Cruise, like I think three or four scenes just weren't working. Like I know the hippos weren't moving. Half of the village scene was down.
Mm-hmm.
It was that. We had a great skipper, but the show scenes looked really, really rough. But again, the park is great. We had a lot of fun there, except for Fastpass Plus's The Devil. We waited, like, I feel like over an hour for Buzz Lightyear.
It was about an hour, yeah.
And it was just Fastpass. They have so many people in that Fastpass line.
I can't believe y'all waited that long for that.
It was a sunk cost fallacy at some point, Nick, where we're just like, we can't get out of line at this point.
Yeah.
But that was really, we tried to wait for Seven Dwarfs, which, again, was moving great. And then the fast pass line filled up and we stood there for like 20 minutes and then left. We didn't even finish waiting for that one because we were going to miss our Splash Mountain fast passes. And I'd much rather ride Splash Mountain than Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Any day of the week.
Yeah. I thought Mansion, the ride looked good, but the stretch rooms need a lot of work. But I feel like it's been that way for as long as I can remember.
The stretch room always feels like the first thing that goes.
Yeah. But those... I know it's not new, and I've probably complained about it many times before on this podcast, but oh my god, those hitchhiking ghosts are so bad.
They are terrible.
They're terrible. They're so bad. And now the effects, like, don't even work. So
also, they aged terribly.
Yeah, that is just...
When they started, they weren't very good. Now they just look bad, don't work, and look bad, and are, like, bad in general.
It's my favorite ride, and it's just... it's so disheartening when you get to that point, and it's like... Here's these terrible CGI animations with effects that don't work. But anyway.
Back to the happy place.
Yeah. The only thing I will say, like, Splash Mountain just came back from the refurb, I feel like, when we were there. And the speakers were off. Everything else seemed fine, but the speakers just weren't working. Not, like, they were on, but they were just...
They were low. Back. I think that's a problem we were noticing the whole trip was...
Yeah, we noticed that at a lot of places. Yeah.
And also, so the jumping Briar Rabbit was working, but the ending Mr. Blue Jay was not working.
Yeah, he was just sitting there.
Yeah, it was really weird.
But, I mean, the mountains are still...
Rabbit only works, so...
Yeah. The mountains are all fun. They're all so much fun. Even space was fun. It does need a refurb once Tron opens, but
mm-hmm.
The big rides there are still just so satisfying. But that redhead scene.
It's fine. I think it's fine.
Terrible.
Out of the things that are terrible, that one is significantly less worse than the Hitchhiking Ghosts.
No, they're equal.
No, no way.
It might be worse.
No.
Joe, it took an entertaining scene, and now if you rode that ride without ever riding the old ride, it's nonsensical.
Yeah, it's out of place.
It's completely nonsensical. It makes no sense. It's terrible.
I mean, at least the Hitchhiking Ghosts keep the idea of what.
Right. It is. It's garbage. I'm sorry. It's garbage. I know people want to be like, oh, you know, it wasn't politically correct before, but like the new scene is garbage.
Okay.
Rest of the ride looked good though.
Yes. We didn't wait too long for that one too, and the line was pretty long for it. So.
Yeah. I felt like there were only a few times when Fastpass Plus really fucked us, but I'm not a huge fan of the system in general.
Oh no, it's terrible. It's real bad.
We'll talk about it, but all my friends, you know, when we were at Universal, the comment was, this is just so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
It is just so much easier to go to Universal, enjoy your time there. And, you know, people notice that. But yes, so Magic Kingdom was great. We had a lot of fun. We didn't stay to see Happily Ever After. I still haven't seen that. But hopefully sometime soon. Maybe when I...
It's pretty good.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. But yeah, we had the fried chicken and waffle sandwiches in Magic Kingdom. All solid as always. I had my citrus swirl before we left. I had to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was a good day. We had fun. That night we just hung out at the house and grilled.
Attempted to grill. Well,
we kind of grilled. We didn't set the house on fire, which was the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we went to Universal. I had a lot of friends, you know, a couple friends who were very excited to finally see Wizarding World because they had not seen it.
And one who really wanted to see Simpsons.
Well, I always love me some Simpsons.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, me and him have always been big Simpsons fans. So yeah, we got to the park, jumped on Mummy. We're going to do Transformers, but it seemed to be having issues.
Mike
so
West
we
kept talking to us.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening there, but it seemed like it was going down like every few minutes. So we bailed on that one. Did MIP, which is, it was looking pretty good. It looked like it might have had some touch ups here and there.
No wait.
Especially in the queue. Huh?
No wait.
Yeah. Well, that's
There's
always
never a wait for it in the morning.
Yeah. Then we wandered around Simpsons. We were going to do the Simpsons ride, but it ended up having like a 45 minute wait or something like that.
I think it was,
and it's just not.
Yeah. It was just too long for it. So.
Yeah. But we hit up Moe's, got a Duff. My friend enjoyed that quite a bit. He got a Bort license plate. he was very excited about that. So then we went over to Diagon, which blew everyone away. We wandered around, watched one of the Beetle the Bard shows. Jumped on Gringotts. Yeah, we ate at Leaky. And jumped on the train, and then did Hogsmeade, and Forbidden Journey was consensus for everyone that was there. That was, you know, not the theme park fan group. Forbidden Journey was the ride of the weekend. Everyone kept talking about that, how it was unlike anything they've ever been on, and all that kind of stuff, which doesn't surprise me. And yeah, we did Kong, we did Jurassic Park, we did Spider-Man. So yeah, we hit the heavy hitters at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, again, the consensus was it's a more relaxing and easier day to go to Universal than it is to go to Disney. Not that everyone didn't have fun at Disney. I don't want to come off saying, you know, people didn't enjoy their time there, but the takeaway from, you know, the group was, I'd love to come back to Universal. You know, my friend Tom, me and him, you know, the guy who loves The Simpsons, he's like, oh, I have to bring, you know, me and my wife have to come back here. And, you know, my friend Jim, him and his partner, he was like, we have to come back. I was surprised at that because not that I didn't think they were going to enjoy themselves, but I didn't see them coming away from any of the parks saying we have to come back. But Universal really won them over. And really? I think it – what was that?
I found that interesting. I figured that for sure that Jim would be like – as much of a part of thing as he was, that I was like, oh, listen, nobody, he's gonna want to come back for it.
I his partner would not be a huge fan, isn't a huge fan of the theme parks, I should say. But I think Universal, the way you tour Universal, I think convinced Jim that he would like it.
Yeah.
That they could spend a long weekend there and not have to, you know, run around and do everything and kind of take their time and enjoy the resort overall. But yeah, I was legitimately surprised that I had a few of them were already had in their minds to come back. But yeah, I think with our age group, if you don't have kids, it's obviously in my opinion, the superior experience, just because it's so much less stress, so much less planning, and you know, you don't have to worry about height requirements or anything like that. Where it's definitely not good if you have little kids, but if it's just you know, a couple going for a long weekend, I think Universal's kind of clearly the answer there. But that night we went to Disney Springs and hit up Raglan Road, which was great. I hadn't been there in a long time.
That was fun.
Yeah. Our table was – felt like we had like a private booth, which was cool.
Appropriate too, because I feel like everyone would have been a little too lewd for the crowd.
Yeah. People would not have enjoyed us otherwise. Then after that, we went over to Sam's. And I introduced everyone to Sam's. My one cousin who was with us had actually been to Orlando a few weeks prior with his wife and kids. And he was very mad that I didn't tell him about Sam's beforehand. Because he had a really good time, and he said he definitely would have hit that up. And he said next time he goes back with the kids, he's leaving them with his wife, and he's going to Sam's. I got my Nautilus finally.
Yay.
Sitting proudly next to my Jules Verne collection hardback book.
2.5 years later.
Yeah. But yeah, everyone really liked Sam's. Even my friend Jim was like, that was a really cool bar. I would definitely go back there. Which was good because I was kind of worried that place was going to be a little too inside baseball for them.
I think it was I thought it was a little too much for Jim, so I'm happy he liked it.
No, he liked it, yeah.
He looked a little frazzled being in there.
I think he didn't realize how tiring park going is.
Yes, especially when
yeah, I think that was more the issue. But yeah, so then the next day we went over to Epcot.
Well, you missed. So, what are the two things that happened at Trader Sam's?
Right.
Yeah.
My cousin, who really liked the bar and said he'd go back, he only drinks like Bud Light, Miller Lite, and stuff like that. So he orders a you know, after we go inside, you know, after being outside for like 45 minutes, we go inside and he's seeing all the effects and stuff like that. And our server comes up and my cousin orders a Bud Light and he goes, do I get an effect? And the server's just like, no, and walks away. When the server comes back to bring him his beer, he yells out to the entire bar. He's like, can I have your attention, please? This man over here has traveled over the thickest jungles, through the deepest deserts, and has ordered the most tiki trick of all, a Bud Light. And everyone in the bar booed him. And everyone else in the bar booed him. So that was great. And then, you know, my other friend Jim ordered a water, and the server brought him a water with like a 4 foot long straw.
And put it at the under the table. So good times.
So I felt like our server that night was really good, but the rest of them were not that great.
Yeah.
They weren't getting into it like he was. But no, we had a good time. And then, the next day we went to Epcot. We had a really good time, but oh man, Epcot is bad, man.
Yeah, like, it is.
We had a great time because of the people who we were with, but I really wish we'd gone to Hollywood Studios that day, if I'm being honest. I just think I came away from this trip realizing that all a park really has to have to really leave an impression on people are like four really good rides. And Epcot has one and a half, maybe. I think Soarin's really good. I think Test Track, maybe I'll give it two. You know, Epcot, two rides, but you know, it definitely needs that Guardians and the Rat Ride to open ASAP, because it's just outside of those two rides, it is just a wasteland of rides. But again, we had fun. I don't want to come off thinking we did. You know, we had a terrible time. Everyone had fun. Everyone enjoyed World Showcase. Everyone, you know, it was the Festival of the Arts, which I came away pretty impressed with.
Yeah.
I think it's the best festival, if I'm being honest.
Just because it's not crazy.
Well, that's the thing. It was enjoyable. Whereas the last time I was at Food and Wine, it was like a freaking madhouse.
Yeah.
And Flower Garden's just kind of lost on me.
So, it's pretty.
Yeah. But I like how they had the featured artists there with what I think are relatively affordable art prints, which is nice. Like I got that print for $40.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, it's fine. but yeah, I liked the Festival of the Arts a lot. But it's crazy how crowded World Showcase is.
Saturday, it's like that, man.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Like, it wasn't oppressive crowd-wise, but I was surprised how crowded it was.
It's enough to be uncomfortable at some points in the promenade.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But I hope that Ratatouille isn't it when it comes to adding to World Showcase. I hope they add maybe two more rides. Doesn't have to be e-ticket rides, but I just think it needs some more back there. And I think Guardians will be a lot of fun. Oh, I hope Guardians will be a lot of fun. I hope it's, you know, a good fun coaster and not lame or anything like that. I hope it doesn't end up being Six Flags Dark Knight Ride.
That would be bad. That'd be really, really bad.
Oh, that is a bad ride. But yeah, so then that night we went to Homecoming, which is amazing.
Oh, that was so good.
Did it live up to the hype?
It's so good. Oh, it's so good. Like, I will definitely be going back to Homecoming.
Yeah, I can't wait to go back either.
The fried chicken was incredible.
That's okay.
Shut up.
Very, very rarely do I feel like I get something in a theme park setting, especially food, that lives up to the hype. But that fried chicken lives up to the hype.
So good.
That drink I had was good.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember which one I had, but it was good.
I had the sweet mule tea thing.
Yeah. The mule shine.
Right. Yeah. I had the mule. Yeah. And I had their Moscow mule with moonshine. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were originally that night maybe going to go to like Jock Lindsey's or something like that. But I think most of us were kind of beat. So we ended up just going back and hanging out at the house again after doing some shopping, which another just change I'm not a huge fan of is the new World of Disney.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Why is it bad, Sean?
Like, you can't tell where anything is.
No.
Like, it's all kind of generic, so everything kind of blends together. So
right.
It's like, so, this is clothing, and that's also clothing, but that's also clothing, and then this is here, and where am I going?
Like, I don't deny that the old one needed a facelift, but they made it just like a big open space, so you don't would know it, where
to would look it kill right. them to hang up a it's,
right.
The, I mean, just hang up a sign, kids, men,
yeah,
women's houseware. You know, just hang up a sign.
Yeah, yeah.
You sound like Derek. Just do it.
Just do it's, it.
It's super confusing though. It's weird. I don't know.
It took me like 10 minutes to find the jewelry thing for Jennifer. Because, I don't know. They have it completely different than everywhere else in the whole resort. So, everywhere else you go looking for that bracelet that I got for Jennifer, it's in a glass case. You have to get a cap. But World of Disney is in the middle of the store on a little rack like they would have pins on. So, you know, that makes sense.
Well, at least you found it.
I found it. And then I thought I lost it. And I had a tech. I texted Sean.
And we also went to co-op, which was nice.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick with co-op, though.
Yeah.
Why is the pet section all dog stuff? There is like no cat stuff. This is bullshit. Baloo is not happy. We are not happy. I demand more cat representation at the pet store.
What kind of cat stuff could you get?
Catnip toys.
They had a collar.
Yeah, that's all they had were a few collars.
I mean, Baloo's more like a dog anyway.
Yeah, but he only likes toys with catnip in them. And there was no cat toys.
Okay.
I got a bone to pick with you, Disney. but yeah,
I was kind of surprised about that, though. It seems like they're like limiting the market with that. But
yeah, I almost bought the dog, the Haunted Mansion made harness.
That'd have been funny.
Jenna would have hated that.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, so and then we went back, hung out the house again. And the next morning, most people left, leaving just me, Nick, and Joe. And we went to Hollywood Studios and met Meg.
Everyone's favorite.
Rainy, which was kind of miserable, but we jumped on a tower. Which was looking good, running well. And then it was still raining, and we just kind of sat around. But
well, we got a
reservation for Brown Derby.
We were in line for Tower, and we get a text about right. Brown Derby, and we're like, let's just go.
Let's just do it.
They're like, reservation still available.
Yeah.
I found one.
Yeah, did we do Launch Bay before that?
I think we went and we got all of our fast passes and stuff.
Yeah.
And then we did Launch Bay.
Then we did Launch Bay, which the meet and greet with Boba Fett is like super like weirdly set up. But he's a lot of fun. Like his canned like voice reactions are a lot of fun. He told me not to run, but if I did, that's when the real fun started, which seems a little inappropriate, but and then we met BB-8, which is pretty cool. I think that's a good meet and greet.
Yeah,
that's a fun. Yeah, that's a fun little one.
Yeah, and then we went to Brown Derby, and I had the best burger I've ever had in my life.
Wow, that's high praise.
It might not be the best burger I've had ever had in my life, but it's really freaking good. That Wagyu beef burger is something every time I'm at Hollywood Studios, I'm going to try to go to Brown Derby and get, because holy shit, that's good damn burger right there.
Yeah, when I go back, I want to try that.
Definitely the best burger I've ever had at Disney World. I'll say that.
Yeah, which is high praise because they do good, some good burgers there.
I ate a lot of chicken while we were down there.
You did.
I ate a ton of chicken while I ate a chicken sandwich at Brown Derby. I ate chicken regular road. I ate chicken in Japan. I ate chicken. I ate a lot of chicken.
Did you get chicken at, Did you get a chicken at Diagon Alley?
I did. I got the chicken sandwich.
Jesus! Holy crap.
I ate fish and chips at Raglan Road, though, so.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. You're good. Yeah, I really enjoyed Brown Derby. I've never been. I've only been like
that was the first time I've ever been in the building. Yeah. Period.
So I was pleasantly surprised. Our waiter was great. Everyone was super attentive. The bread was good. The food was good. I'd totally go back. I want to go back. I want to do like after hours at Hollywood Studios and just
after Galaxy's Edge opens.
Yes, after Galaxy's Edge opens and like eat at Brown Derby. I think that's a perfect night.
Mm. Yeah, I was impressed. It's definitely a place that I will try and go back to.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. And after Brown Derby, we went and rode the goat.
The highlight of the trip for us.
Slinky Dog Dash, baby.
It's good, right?
It's so good. It's so much fun. People probably thought I was being sarcastic. I'm not being sarcastic. I love Slinky Dog Dash. It is a top, it might be top 15 Disney World rides. Like, I love it so much. It's so much fun.
It is, I mean, yes, it is a, kids roller coaster and stuff, but it is so fun. It is like...
It's fun.
One of my problems with Flight of Passage is that it's so self-serious and awkward.
It's so fucking boring.
Exactly. But this one is just... Everything about it is great. From Slinky doing the spiel in Spanish to...
Bienvenido a Slinky Dog Dash.
To, to the wildest ride in Andy's backyard. To...
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's... When I heard him say, this is the wildest ride in Andy's backyard, I'm like, oh my god, I think I love this ride. And it hadn't even started yet.
Yeah, and like all the details, even in all Toy Story Land, are nice. I mean, yeah, there are some significant issues with Toy Story Land that we can't forgive, but it's fun. It is a lot of fun.
It's a good land for what it is.
It needed at least one more flat ride, but...
Yeah.
It's for what they actually built, it's a lot of fun.
It's better than the Incredibles place.
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we got the cookie there. That was fine. It's a cookie.
Yeah, the cookie was pretty good.
I mean, it's a cookie. Was legit.
Yeah.
I do think it would be a good idea to retheme Rock and Roller Coaster to the Incredicoaster though. And move all that stuff over to that courtyard.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a much better idea.
And fun with it.
And it makes sense too. You just have like the launch be with Dash, and then you go through Municipal.
And it just kind of still fits in with that like vaguely 50s theme that Sunset has, because that's like that weird aesthetic that the Incredibles has.
The 30s, 40s, 50s,
Yeah.
Like, the Incredibles have, like, this kind of, 40s and 50s aesthetic that I think they could tie it in with that area and just make it futuristic. So it would just tie in real nice. But
yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I don't see why they should. They need to do it.
That was one thing I noticed, like, it had been a while since I was on Rock and Roller Coaster. But, like, I'm like, oh, man, this feels old. Like, and not in a way, like, broken down old, it just feels out of place.
Like, the ride feels good still. Like, it's a smooth ride for Vekoma.
Yeah.
I think the ride experience is still fantastic, but it's like...
No. I'm not talking about the ride. I'm talking about everything around the ride.
Yeah, but also, like, the queue and the pre-show.
Right.
And...
It feels very late 1990s, which obviously it should, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't have that timeless feel that, you know... almost every ride down in Orlando has. It just feels like, well, who thought this was a good idea at this point? And again, I love the ride. The ride's a lot of fun, but it just feels like it's time for a change.
Yeah.
I don't even know when the last time was I rode that ride.
Yeah, maybe when we went in 2016?
Did we go to
Hollywood Studios?
I don't even think, no, we went to... Did we? No, we went to Animal Kingdom, Epcot, and Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
I mean, it could be pre-2010 since I wrote that, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, Nick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Yeah. So, we all...
can't ride it.
Yeah, fair. So, what we also did Alien Swirling Saucers.
Yeah, which I don't think is as good as Mater. But it's still fun.
Yeah, it's way toned down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the soundtrack that Mater has helps it.
I feel like it's still baffling to me that they didn't make it like the Woody's Roundup version that Shanghai's getting.
Yeah, it seems so weird.
But, whatever. We walked around Grand Avenue, which is nice. Baseline Tap House is nice. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good hangout spot. I would imagine that when the park's more crowded than the day we were there, it's probably not all that great, but we managed to find a table and sit down and just kind of hang out for a little bit. We did Muppets. Muppets looked really good.
It looked fantastic. It was everything looked clean and new. And
yeah.
It was pretty full, too, for being a... kind of random day in February.
Yeah. I think the only thing I noticed that didn't work was the smoke when Waldo revs his engine up.
Yeah, you're right. Also, lots of bubbles.
Yeah, more bubbles than I've ever seen there.
I think I've seen that show 20 times. I think it's every single thing I've seen of bubbles, just all at once.
Yeah.
It's like started early and went for like a good solid 30 seconds afterwards. It was so many bubbles.
Yeah. But I think I've always liked Hollywood Studios a lot. Even when it was towards the end of the life of the Backlot Tour and all that, it's the same reason why I like Universal Studios. You know, there's something about those parks that I don't know if it's because they were brand new when I was little, but there's something about those parks that has always resonated with me. And I think once Mickey and once Star Wars opens, Hollywood Studios is probably going to be my favorite Walt Disney World park.
I think it's going to be my second favorite, only behind Magic Kingdom.
You know, again, I love Magic Kingdom, but it is Hollywood Studios might be the same way because of Star Wars, but it is just so crowded all the time at Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'll have to wait and see what it's like at Hollywood Studios after Star Wars opens. But
it's just like whenever you walk in Hollywood Studios, I don't know. I just like decompress. I'm like, okay, this is like my childhood. This is good.
Yeah, I don't know
what it is, but that's like I always say, this is my aesthetic when I'm there because I mean it just.
I love Hollywood Boulevard. I love Sunset Boulevard. It's just there's something about that park, man. But I do hope after Star Wars that we get an Indiana Jones legit thing. Not that we need to get rid of that show. It doesn't have to be a clone of the Disneyland ride, but just give me a ride.
What about
it can be
the coaster?
No, never mind. No.
No, never mind.
Shut your mouth.
Anything but
don't
the
wish
coaster.
That evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
But yeah, so again, it was a great trip. You know, It was great to have you guys there. It was
what about Baseline?
Other friends there.
What are your thoughts on Baseline and all of the Grand Avenue or whatever area?
Grand Avenue was. I'm glad they kept a little bit of the Streets of America feel.
I like how they opened it up a lot there.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of like what they did to the Muppets facade.
No, neither am I. Also, Pizza Rizzo, LOL.
Well, yeah. But Baseline, good pretzel, good beer selection.
Mm-hmm.
Nice outdoor seating. But I'm always a fan of, as Jim said, everywhere we went in the Magic Kingdom, why isn't this a beer garden? Which I agree with. Hashtag NMK Prohibition. But it's I love having those beer garden spots. I love having Duff Gardens. I love having, you know, the more of those spots, the better. And Baseline can be that, you know, when the park's not crowded and comfortable and all that kind of stuff. But I think they're doing all the right things for Hollywood Studios. I'm hoping it continues after Star Wars, and I guess maybe the success of Star Wars will determine that. But
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that it's, you know, after these projects are done, they kind of move over to that Star Tours Backlot Express and Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular area.
Yeah, because I mean, they still need to do something with the Sounds Dangerous area. And
yeah, all that. Yeah.
That's just complete wasted space, you know, ABC Commissary, all that stuff just completely wasted that they could totally demo and rebuild as something much.
Oh, totally.
Way more efficient and way better.
I would love just to mix in with, you know, the new Mickey ride. Screw it. Just build Roger Rabbit cartoon spin over there. I know it'll never happen, but
cartoon spin, geez, yeah, not the Baby Herman thing that they were supposed to do back in the day.
Well, they're definitely never going to do that.
They're never going to do that. You have a chance of getting something cloned, you know. Like they could like just clone that and do it to like one of those old Goofy shorts where he's like learning how to drive a car through.
Oh, that would be cool. Nick, now you're getting me excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't tell me you can't give me the idea of a Goofy ride in my head, because now that's all I'm gonna want.
That would be fun though. Just think about learning how to drive with Goofy.
That would be so good. Oh, now I'm sad.
Why is that not a ride? It's like the monster at the end of the book ride keeps saying. Like, it just makes so much sense. Why is it not a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm sad because it's not going to happen.
yes. So, what are kind of your general thoughts on the trip? Like, I know you're touching on the four good rides rule, which is something I'm actually going to start internalizing more and think about.
It's just because, like, at Magic Kingdom, it's the mountains, and then my friends really liked Mansion and, like, Pirates and, like, Jungle Cruise. At Universal, it was, you know, Mummy's a great first ride for Universal, for people who've never been there, because it's all of what makes Universal, Universal.
Yes.
You got the fire and the water and people trying to kill you. And that's the epitome of a Universal ride. They really loved Gringotts and Spider-Man, and Forbidden Journey again was the ride of the weekend. And you know, MIB was the only ride people didn't love was Kong, which I was kind of surprised at because I love Kong, but
they said it was short, which is just,
I feel like that was one of the complaints when it opened from like the fan community too, which is funny because it is the longest ride there, but.
That's because not a lot happens during a lot of the ride.
Because there's, I think it's because there's not a lot of scenes, so it feels shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Epcot again. People had fun at Epcot, but they didn't talk about it like they talked about Magic Kingdom or Universal, and I think that's because you know, outside of Sora and outside of Test Track, which are fun, don't get me wrong, but they're not like, oh my god, I've never seen anything like this. This is so much, you know.
I need to
like,
come back.
It's not right. And hopefully, I think, you know, hopefully Rat and Guardians can be that for that park. But I do think that, I still think even after them, it's going to be the park that needs the most work.
That's how Epcot's always
been. That's true.
Epcot's needed work. Epcot's needed work for over a decade, and they're just falling farther and farther behind.
Oh, that was it. Go ahead, Dave.
Different. It's just a different park. Like, I don't know. It's just different. I think that's why like locals gravitate towards it and all that.
Yeah.
So much compared to, you know, like your group of friends who are not theme park people. I think, you know, Epcot resonates more with theme park people than it does with,
yeah,
you know, just your average Joe tourist.
But I did forget to comment that like Spaceship Earth is like falling apart.
Oh yeah, unreliable.
And that ride needs a complete makeover ASAP.
And that's a problem with all the Disney rides, is that they're all so unreliable now that it screws up with FastPass.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't say all.
A good chunk saw a downtime.
No, the only outside of
working.
Outside of,
'cause it's new.
Tomorrowland and Spaceship Earth were really the only ones that were problematic.
I kind of feel like they are letting Tomorrowland just kind of, and once Tron opens, they're gonna like do something.
Hopefully,
I don't know. I've gone through Tomorrowland. It's just, which I didn't go with y'all to Magic Kingdom. I was at work, but it feels hollow. Or I don't know. Like they're not. I mean,
Stitch is like basically closed, and
well, it is. It's just a meet and greet.
Yeah,
Stitch is closed. It's a meet.
So it feels hollow because there's a bunch of empty buildings there.
Well, and I know people love Buzz Lightyear, but like that needs to go.
Yeah,
there are. That was the original shoot. Like that's the original Orlando shooter, and it shows. Yeah. Like they've moved on from that quite a lot everywhere.
Yeah. Laugh floor. It's fine. It's fine,
but doesn't fit. It doesn't fit in Tomorrowland. That's the problem.
No, but yeah,
that's what should be where Toy Story Midway Mania entrance used to be. It's like, you know, just build right there and make that laugh floor.
That's actually not a bad idea. It won't happen, but that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Which is why it won't happen.
Yeah. But no, it was a great trip. I think, like I said, Universal, for people our age that are looking for a good weekend away, they're gonna the choice is obvious. It's Universal.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm super excited for what's coming to both the resorts. I'm looking forward to Guardians. I'm looking forward to seeing Ratatouille, Star Wars, obviously. Mickey, I'm very excited about, it's a good time to be a theme park fan.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see Magic Kingdom and Epcot maintenance bump, you know, maybe get a little bit of bumps in their budgets, but, I don't have any huge, massive complaints on what I saw. It was a great trip. It was a lot of fun.
It was a great trip. It's about the people you go with, not necessarily to where.
It had been a long time since I was at Magic Kingdom, and it was good to be back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now I'm going to Disneyland later this year, so I'm
excited. Yay! Yay, Disneyland.
Probably be my first experience with Star Wars.
I think it will be.
Yeah.
I don't
unless it's miraculously opened by Horror Nights.
I somehow doubt
that
it's open in October. So. just a gut feeling on that one.
Yeah.
So, any last thoughts, or we're going to wrap this up, I guess.
No, I think we're good. I'm just, it was good to be back. It was a great trip, and Orlando, the parks in Orlando, the future is bright.
Mm-hmm,
let's keep it going. Let's keep the investment going, big corporations that I have no control over.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. So, Nick, where can we find you online at?
Parkscope Nick on the Twitter.
There you go. Sean, do you want people finding you?
No. If they've already found me.
Yeah, you've already found Sean. You can find me at Parkscope Joe. Huckle Commie. Got it.
Damn right, comrade.
Yeah. Yes. You can find all of us at Parkscope. Leave us a review. I guess we'll see you in the eventual workers. The eventual workers uprising or something. I don't know.
It's already in the plans. Ghost Vidania.
And we'll see you guys later.